Okay.
I'm gonna call the meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge, please? I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. I want to welcome everybody on this beautiful night, our first meeting of the year. I want to welcome our two new councilmen, Tyson Dumas and Carl DeLong. Okay, before we get into any business, we're gonna do the appointments for the year. Okay, and the first one is the be it resolved that the following people and businesses be appointed to aid the town of Moores in their daily operation in 2024. Designated newspaper, the Press Republican and the Sun. Designated bank is the Community Bank, Champlain. Delegate to the Association of Towns, Jeff Menard. Alternate delegate to the Association of Towns, Donald Paris. Town officials' expenses paid at the Association of Towns, yes. Budget officer, Jeff Menard and Renee Bosley. Justice expenses paid for attending school, yes. Superintendent Highway expenses paid for attending school, yes. Deputy Supervisor, Donald Paris. Dog Control Officer, Stacy Sweeney. Town Historian Appointment, Vicki Brassard. Registrar Appointment, Kelly McDonald. Deputy Registrar Appointment, Jessica Bullris. Secretary to the Supervisor, Renee Bosley. Code Enforcement Officer Appointed, Jason Poulin. Code Enforcement Officer Schooling Paid For, yes. No Deputy of Superintendent of the Highways. Chairman of the Youth, Moores Youth Commission is Carrie Dumas. Attorney at Hire as Needed, Matthew Favreau. Court Clerk, Jessica Bullris. Court Clerk, Schooling Paid, yes. Deputy Court Clerk, number one, Crystal Bullris. And the Assessor is Larry Wolf. Any discussion on those? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them. Ryan, and a second?
I'll second.
Don?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. Resolution number one. Number two, be it hereby resolved that the town following people are appointed to the 2023 Beautification Committee. Vicki Brassard as President, Kristen Bullris, Scarlett Sample, Bruce Bullris, Chris Gilmore, Mark Trombley, Todd Gumlaw, Myrtle Hoxby, Kelly McDonald, Randy Lloyd, Joanne Troutman, Kenneth Hoxby, and Edith Morlock. Any discussion on that? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them.
I'll make a motion to accept them.
Okay. Don, a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
I need to add on Wanda Trombley on that.
Oh. Okay.
That, for some reason, wasn't on there.
Wanda Trombley?
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Okay, I'll make the motion again and to add
Wanda.
Thank you.
Okay. Second, Ryan?
Second.
Okay, Ryan, good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. Be hereby resolved that the following people be appointed for the 2023 zoning or 2024 zoning committee. Earl Robinson as chairman, Tony Roberts, Steve Bullris, Tim Nevert, Mike Denault, Jerrica Manning as alternate number one, and Derek McDonald as alternate number two. Any discussion on that one? Okay, entertain a motion. Okay, Ryan, I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Okay. Be it hereby resolved that the town of Moores appoint the following person to serve as the EMS board for the following terms. Bill Loudon expires 2026. Roger Favreau expires 2027. Steve Menard expires at 2027. Any discussion? I'll entertain a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Don? I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. Be it hereby resolved that the following people be appointed to serve on the Town Board of Assessment Review. David Coates, Michael Denault, Steve Bullris, Jerrica Manning, and Derek, Jerry Manning and Derek McDonald as alternates. Any discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept. Ryan? I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Okay. Be it hereby resolved that the town board will hold its regular meeting on the second Tuesday of each month, commencing at 6 p.m. If a special board meeting is needed, as a regular meeting has to be changed, the notice will be posted. A notice of such will be published in the legal section of the newspaper when times allows. All regular meetings of the 2024 Zoning Board Committee will be held as needed on the third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. Notice of these meetings will be published in the legal section of the newspaper. All meetings are open to the public. Discussion, I'm making a motion to change the meetings from 7 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Any discussion on that?
I'm not for that at all. It makes it a little hard for me to get here for 6. It's tough enough for me to get out of the shop by 5:30 and get here on Tuesday nights.
Okay, I just figured once a month.
And the other thing with me is, I still say that 7 o'clock is better for the general public to get here for a meeting. You know, they have to get a chance to get home from work, have a chance to have dinner. They want to come to the meeting. I think there's some times we just like to lay down in our retirement and go to sleep, but.
Yeah, but the thing is, some nights we get out here pretty late. Supper time is at 9:30 at night. It's kind of late, but. I mean, it's entirely up to the board. I just proposed to do it. I mean, in regular, it used to be at 7. I'd like to see it at 6, but that's entirely up to the board. That's why we got a board.
Yeah. I was just trying to, you know, thinking, and I don't know where Carl's situation is, but they're probably similar to mine.
Well, yeah, pretty much being self-employed, I'm still working at 7. So I have to break out early to get here, too. And I have to agree with Don that I think for the general public, 7 is probably a better time. Because that gives everybody time to get home, eat, talk with their families, whatever, and then come here at 7.
Now, you can look at that the other way, too. Like, you probably get more people who goes earlier. They don't want to be out that late.
Unless you stand up, Tyson's going to split the difference at 6:30? Huh? Will 6:30 work or how?
Be a little easier, but
no?
We wanted to compromise, I suppose. Because I'm usually here, you know, quarter after 6, 6:30. But that's, you know, that's kind of pushing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No.
You know, being that it was at 7 o'clock, it made it give you a little bit of a buffer, you know.
Yeah, whatever, let's take a vote. All in favor for 6 o'clock? No? All in favor for 6:30?
Aye.
Aye. All in favor for 7?
Aye.
It's like 3-2. We'll go with 6:30?
Yeah, we'll go with 6:30.
Okay.
Can I get a motion?
We'll make the resolution to...
I'll make a motion to go 6:30 meetings.
I'll second.
Ryan seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. Next. The supervisor shall, without prior audit, make payments in advance of audit of claims for public utility services such as gas, electric, water, sewer, fuel, oil, and telephone services, as well as for postage, freight, express charges, and claims for these payments shall be presented at the next regular meeting for audit. The supervisor may also officially become signature on checks. The supervisor may also make decisions where needed to keep the town running until the board is able to reconvene. Okay, any discussion on that one? If not, I'll take a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept that.
Okay, second?
Second.
Ryan?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. Thank you. Be it hereby resolved, permission to be granted of the highway superintendent that he is allowed to make necessary purchases for the daily operation of the Morris Highway Department in a maximum amount of $2,000 within a 30-day period without prior board approval. with the stipulation he or she provides receipt for the audit at the next scheduled board meeting, and provide the necessary quotes per the town's 2024 procurement policy. Okay, any discussion on that one? So, I'll make a motion. Second? Tom?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. Okay, resolution for the Champlain Joint Swing Program Agreement. Pursuant to Section 422 of Executive Law, municipalities may establish youth bureaus, youth service, and other youth programs. Pursuant to General Municipal Law, municipal corporations are authorized to enter into corporation agreements, and the Champlain Joint Youth Program, Town of Champlain, Village of Champlain, and Village of Ross Point, and the Town of Moores wish to enter in such a corporate agreement for the purpose of benefiting the youth swimming program for their respective municipalities, and also for the purpose of qualifying for state aid. Be it resolved that the Town of Moores agrees to enter in the joint swimming program agreement with the Champlain Joint Youth Program. Any discussion? Not entertain a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Tom? Ryan, second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. Okay, resolution to update procurement policy for 2024. As per general municipal law, every town must adopt internal policies and procedures per the GMC section 103. This policy shall be reviewed annually by the town board at the organizational meeting. Be it hereby resolved that Town of Moores update the procurement policy with the following guidelines. Number one, every prospective purchase of goods and or services shall be evaluated to determine the applicability of the GML. Number two, all purchases of equipment or supplies totaling over $20,000 or public work contract over $35,000 in the fiscal year must be formally bid pursuant to GML section 103. And 3A, purchases less than $1,000 are left to the discretion of the purchaser. Purchases more than $1,000 need a requisition form. Purchases more than $1,000 but less than $2,000 require two verbal quotes. Purchases more than $2,000 but less than $10,000 need two written quotes. All purchases more than $10,000 but less than $20,000 require a request for proposal and a written quote for a maximum of three vendors. 3B, all estimated public work contracts greater than $20,000 but less than $35,000 require a request for written quotes from a minimum of two vendors. And if more than $10,000 but less than $20,000 require written proposals from maximum of two contractors, and $10,000 or less required in written proposal from at least two contractors. All proposals shall be described the goods, quality, and the particulars of delivery. All information gathered with the procedures shall be preserved and filed with the documentation. Number four, the lowest bid or proposal shall be awarded the purchase of the public works contract unless a written justification is provided as to why the lowest wasn't selected, and the facts shall be filed with the proposal or quotation received. Number five, a good faith effort shall be made to obtain the required number of proposals or quotations. If the required number cannot be obtained, the reason shall be attached to the file whom you apply. Number six, except when directed by the town board, no solicitation of written proposal or quotation shall be required under the following circumstances. A, acquisition of proposal services. B, emergencies. C, sole source situation. D, goods purchased from agencies from the blind or severely handicapped. Goods purchased from correctional facilities. Goods purchased from another governmental agency. Goods purchased at auctions or goods purchased on state county contract. Number seven, this policy shall be reviewed annually by the town board at the organizational meeting. Any discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'm looking at 3A, Jeff. Saying the first line says purchases less than 1,000
mm-hmm.
are left to the discretion. Then
right.
It says purchases more than zero and less than 1,000 need a request form.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just following it under the same heading?
Yeah.
For the
right.
So the first line would require a request form regardless.
Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah. Well, they should have it anyways. They should have a request form.
I was just a little confused because I was saying $1,000 is left to the discretion, less than $1,000.
Right.
And then, in the next line, it says purchases more than zero but less than $1,000, need a request form.
Now, that should be...
It's a little confusing.
I think you could take out that first line.
Yeah, probably just scratch the first line.
Yeah, we can. But yeah, you should have a request form.
Yeah, I was a little confused when I saw that, we just...
Okay. Okay, any other discussion on...
Or it could say, left to the discretion of the purchaser and submit with a request form. Because you don't need a bid, but you just need...
Right.
So you could put requiring a request form. I'll put that.
Yeah. Yeah, that should work. Yeah, they should have a request form.
It's kind of redundant the way it's written.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Any other discussion? So entertain a motion to accept it then as changed. Ryan, in a second. Done?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. Okay. All right. Be it hereby resolved that the following town board members be appointed town board committees for the year of 2024. Highway, Tyson Dumas and Donald Paris. Fire Station 1, Tyson Dumas, Jeff Menard. Fire Station 2, Tyson Dumas, Jeff Menard. Zoning and Planning, Donald Paris and Carl DeLong. Library, Ryan Dragoon and Donald Paris. Dog Control, Donald Paris and Carl DeLong. Youth Program, Ryan Dragoon, Jeff Menard. Sidewalks, Ryan Dragoon and Carl DeLong. Cemeteries, Ryan Dragoon, Jeff Menard. Windmills, Donald Paris and Jeff Menard. Solar, Donald Paris, Jeff Menard. Beautification, Carl DeLong and Ryan Dragoon. And EMS is Donald Paris and Jeff Menard. Okay, any discussion?
How was this list put together?
I did.
Just, was there any rhyme or reason behind it, or...
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Just kind of figured out which one would do good on each one, and I pointed them. But, I mean, you know, if somebody wants to change, that's fine with me, too. If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion to accept the appointments.
Okay, I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Thank you. That's it for the appointments. Yippee. Okay, well, Chris is not here. Apparently, he's out taking care of the nice weather. The only thing he had was the county went out to bid for fuel, and MX Petroleum got the contract. It's a two-year contract this time. So I guess we just need to make a motion to...
That's a three-year contract?
Two.
Two-year?
Yeah. The county legislature authorized a two-year contract with MX Petroleum Corporation for the period of January 1st, '24, December 31st, '25.
What happens if we find fuel cheaper than the contract?
You can buy it. As long as it's cheaper. If it's not cheaper, then you have to go with the state contract.
Now, didn't we get in trouble for that once before, though, going off state contract, buying fuel?
I mean, they wrote us up on it, but they said it was, you know...
They mentioned...
By rights, you're supposed to bid it. If you don't go with state contract, you're supposed to bid it, three bids. And I think that was a problem. He didn't get three bids, he just went with the cheapest one.
Yeah.
That's why they wrote us up. But he said that, you know, that's the whole thing.
It's a state money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, so... But, yeah. So, I mean, I think they've had the last 2 years, like MX says.
Yeah.
So I make a motion that we bump off the county contract for fuel. It says, the only problem, it says low sulfur diesel fuel, a regular amount of gas, and then number two, heating oil and kerosene, but then that ends about propane. I don't know why. We have propane.
Yeah, but wasn't that just for the highway?
Huh?
Wasn't that just for highway, though? This contract is for the county highway?
Right, well, no, it's everything, the whole town.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, for the EMS and...
Oh, I thought it was just for the...
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this...
Fuel for the highway truck, for the county highway.
Right, that there is, but we still, they still got the contract for the heating oil for the...
Oh, for everything.
For here and, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I'll make a motion to go with the contract.
Accept the lowest bid, MX Fuel, okay. Okay, Ryan second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. We also got a thing from Local Roads for the CHIPS money. March 5th and 6th down in Albany, they're gonna advocate for CHIPS to get some CHIPS money for the paving of the roads. So anybody's interested, let Chris know, and he's gonna set it up. They usually have a bus that goes down and they all meet in Albany and kind of lobby the legislator to keep forking out money for. So if anybody's interested, you let me know or let Chris know. So, okay. Well, that's it for the highway. Library, Art couldn't be here. Says he's got COVID, so, but he didn't have much. He just wants to thank the town for, you know, plowing the driveway and the sidewalk down there, and said that we're working on the budget and he'll have a formal budget. I don't know if you have anything you want to say or...
It's busy, it's going well. We're seeing lots of different programs. We're working with Point Arrow State Park. The kids they're coming on Thursday for the school age kids, working on writing programs for the kids. Norma's moving forward with doing book studies for adults, and for she's also going to be doing a senior planet morning stretch. They're still doing their game days. We're just seeing tons and tons of different programs, so we're having a great time.
Good. Good deal.
Happy to see people coming.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
We've gotten two grants so far this year.
Oh, really? Already?
Already.
Wow.
$3,000 from OCFS and $3,000 from Chapel Hill. So.
Wow. Good.
Still working on waiting on a couple more to come through, hopefully. So.
Good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, dog control, they were headed here, but apparently a dog got hit over here somewhere, so they had to take it to the vet, so no dog control. Beautification, she's not here. Youth, no, telling the story, they're not here. Fire department. Got the fire department report for the month of December. They had a total of 19 calls, 11 in the town, 8 mutual aid. 4 house fires, 1 motor vehicle accident, 8 or 9 power lines down, and then 5 or 6 trees down. So a lot of wind, a lot of calls on that. So that was sent in by Todd Gumlaw, the fire chief. Okay. And the EMS report, For December, they had 55 calls in Champlain, 36 in Moores, 22 in Ross's Point, for a total of 113. Their total calls for the year 2023 was 1,512 calls. They logged 22,052 miles, and their average response time was 1.76 minutes, which is very good. Okay. All right, no assessor, so no there, no court report, no code, no cemetery, so we'll move on to old business. Anybody got anything under old business? Nope, nothing old business, okay. Well, let's move right to new business. Our IT contract is up. I don't even know what it's called now, the Champlain Telephone or what it's called, but
Champlain Technology.
Okay, they're here to do a presentation, so I'll let them go at it.
Okay.
Vicki, right?
It is Vicki, yes. So I'm going to be marking on the sales and marketing director for Champlain Technology Group and also our sister company, which is Layer 8. So Layer 8 is the side of the house that does our managed IT services. I have Brian with me. Brian Braden is our director of managed services. So I'm the sales and PR lady, and he's the technical one. So technical questions come up, those are for him. As Jeff mentioned, we have had a 3-year contract for the IT services specifically, and I'm going to talk about the phone and internet side of the house through the Champlain Technology Group. I provided you with a lot of information in there, and I apologize for that. You don't have to know it all right this minute, but I thought I would start with our contract came to an end at the end of 2023. It was a 3-year contract, so 3 years ago, which does not seem very long ago to me, we were standing here giving you a presentation. That was when Layer 8 was first getting going and just getting started out. We started out as PrimeLink Managed Services, and then there were a lot of changes and a sale and a rebrand, and so, and here we are. So I wanted to remind all of you, and I know there's a few new council members too, about kind of how we do things, because our IT services are a little bit different than a lot of other IT companies out there. Basically, what the Town of Moores has had up until now is a all-inclusive, what we call our concierge level IT services plan. And it's a flat rate IT service so that you are never paying hourly charges for problems that may come up. Basically, we set a flat rate, we put that flat rate in your contract, and no matter if you call us 3 times or you call us 50 times in a given month, that price never changes. It includes any equipment that you need. It includes software licensing like Microsoft 365 for email. All of that is included. And I'll get into the specifics of the new contract that I put in there. Basically, the reason that that is attractive is because number one, it's great for budgeting. Right, there are no surprises throughout the 3-year contract period. The other thing is that we take a look at the beginning of the contract and make sure that anything that we think you're going to need during that 3-year span is included. So, for example, the new contract that you have in front of you that we're proposing for 2024 to 2027 would include a firewall, a new firewall, which is important. It'll be coming, the one you have now will be coming end of life halfway through this upcoming contract. And that would be included as that comes end of life. It would be just part of the contract. We will take care of that. We know when that end of life comes, and the software and everything that runs that is included in that contract. So basically, we're supporting the entire business. We want anybody at the town to be able to call in for IT support. Anybody can put in a ticket at any time. You're getting an entire IT support team. And the good thing is that we keep growing. Layer 8 has grown since 3 years ago when we were here. We have a state-of-the-art help desk ticketing system. Everybody at the town should have a little 8 in the corner of their computer screen, and you know that you can click that. And it brings up a screen, and you can tell us what your problem is, and you should get a phone call pretty quickly in most cases. And we'll talk, I also have some ticket stats for you guys too. But basically, when we say all-inclusive, we mean all-inclusive. We provide, obviously, 8x5 support during the week. We will help with cell phones if somebody wants to get their email on their cell phone. As council members and stuff, we can help out with that. Basically, take control of your entire network, administer the network, make sure your cybersecurity needs are met. We even do device recycling if you have old computers or old cell phones or anything that people don't know what to do with because they might have personal information on them. We'll even take care of that, make sure they're wiped out entirely, and get rid of them appropriately for you. The other thing that you get with that all-inclusive concierge level program is a guaranteed service level agreement. So page 2 of that slide, that's on the taking initiative with your network, that shows you what our guaranteed times are. So obviously things are based on how critical they are, but if something is stopping the town from doing business during the day, you know, we're immediately going to be on site. You know, our initial response time is less than an hour. If we say 2 hours to escalate to the next tier, I think you'll see when I go over your tickets most of the time, like, you have a phone call within 15 minutes. We're here on site. But we guarantee those things. That's part of what we say in your contract, is we're going to guarantee those service levels. And if we don't meet them, then we're breaking our contract, basically. Let's see. We also, another perk, so to speak, from that all-inclusive IT plan is that we will take care of any other vendors that you might have. So whether that be, in this case we have a good relationship because we are the same company as far as Champlain Technology Group. We'll work on phone problems, we'll work on internet problems, but we'll also work with your printer company. If something's not talking to the, you know, not talking to the copier correctly, and you think it might be a copier problem, or is it our problem, you're not sure, you can still call us, make one phone call. If it's not our problem, we'll work with SimQuest or National or whoever your copier vendor is to get that problem resolved. And we'll do that with any kind of vendors like that. Is somebody that takes care of your website or anything that is in that technical realm, we can work together with those other vendors to make it happen so that you only have to really use us as your point of contact. Another thing that's included in that package is if you ever are on the need, and I don't know that if you guys have used it, but professional services are included too. So let's say the town wanted to like make some change to automate some process or was considering bringing in some new software to use, but you don't know a lot about it, right? We will do the research for you. So if there's something that you're looking to do or you think could be more efficient, those are things that we have people on staff who can actually sit with you, do some of the legwork, some of the homework, and present options if you're looking at something. We don't necessarily get anything out of that, but we want to help you to make good technological decisions that are going to help you be more efficient. So basically, I don't want to take up a ton of time, and I want to talk about the phone and internet stuff too, but basically think of that, you know, overall IT services as professional services, security management, all of your cybersecurity, covering all your basics, taking care of all of your needs, and, you know, managing all of your other vendors for one flat rate price. And if you think about it this way, this is what we tell people. The reason that we want to do flat rate IT, right, is because you don't want to call us and be worried about how much you're going to spend. You know, you don't want to be afraid to pick up the phone, because every time you pick up the phone, you're paying the IT person that comes out. Instead, we don't want you to have to keep calling us for the same problem, because obviously we lose money that way, right? So we have the same goals at that point. We want to fix it right the first time, you want us to fix it right the first time. So it's more like goal alignment rather than working against each other every day. So I included a possible new statement of services for the next 3 years. Basically, the price actually saves you a little bit of money from the last three-year contract. You were at
$649, something like that.
For the last 3 years. Since in that three-year time span, we did add some that were included in the original contract. We added some software licensing that we didn't foresee at the time that we signed the contract. And that added about $52.50, I think, to the monthly bill. Mm-hmm. What we have done is taken what I'm proposing is that we roll those licenses into the new contract. And again, we're at that flat rate. We're right where we should be. And we're actually saving you a little bit of money per month. And again, that would include the new firewall that you'll need about halfway through the contract. About a year and a half. March of 2025, to be exact. I included some information in there for you about your specific tickets. Just over the last 3 years, 54% of all the tickets that were submitted were closed in under 4 hours, and 66% were closed within the same day. Some good statistics for you to have.
Yep.
And then I just did some math, like if you were paying on an hourly basis, you guys average, on average, about 3 tickets a month. So if you take a normal IT company is $150 per hour, and you assume a minimum of an hour per ticket, you'd be looking at $450 just for 3 tickets. And that doesn't include any of the other stuff. So just as a comparison. Then just for information, I did review all of your shed and plan technology services, everything for your phone and internet. There is 2 options in there. I'm going to tell you probably just to concentrate on option 1. I just wanted you to know that option 2 was available. Option 1 basically keeps everything the way it is today. It's all of your services that you have right now, except I was able to save you some money and make some upgrades. So it updates every one of the internet connections you have, which currently are 3, gives you more bandwidth, moves you up to 200 by 50. It includes the one, we had a free internet connection in here and the Wi-Fi outside the building
right.
That was installed during the pandemic.
Yep.
They continue to have that and maintain that. That includes that in there and gives an increase in that bandwidth. It turns all of the phone lines to unlimited because right now you pay some usage. This would change that to be all unlimited lines, just again, for ease of billing and knowing what you're gonna pay. Moved that all to unlimited and actually saves you a fair amount of money. All of that is on option 1. That keeps your current phone system just the way you have today, the Panasonic phone system, and basically keeps services the same with those upgrades that I mentioned. Now the reason I threw in option 2 is just to let you know it's out there. When and if you are ready to upgrade the phone system, I will just mention quickly so that everybody's aware, Panasonic phone system that is here. Panasonic exited the phone system market, so the parts are really hard to get. And we don't know, you don't have a lot of problems here, but we don't know how much longer that we'll be able to do that. So I mention it that we do have an option where we can move some of the phone lines to what they call a hosted in the cloud phone system. And we can still keep some of the services that we can, SCTG, move the other ones over to the hosted phone system, and we could get rid of that Panasonic at some point without a lot of capital expense.
Is that pretty much what they just did over at Dragoons?
That is exactly what they did at Dragoons, yes. That is the same phone system.
Okay, all right. Pretty familiar with it.
Any questions, anything I missed? There's a lot of info in there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for overwhelming you with info, but trying to condense it.
No, that's fine.
Did you talk about the ticket stats?
Yeah, I did. I gave them
the ticket stats. I was looking for
pricing. Okay.
So like I said, today, in order to go forward, we're really like the IT services would be the new statement of services.
Mm-hmm.
And then really as far as the Champlain Technology Group side of the thing goes, if you don't want to make any upgrades right now today, it can basically just save you some money on the current services.
Right.
So
okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And if there's questions after the fact, I'd be more than happy to answer anybody.
Okay. All right. Sure. Sounds good. Okay. Anything else under new business? Sir?
Yes. Renee asked me to come on up.
Okay. And
all
you
right.
are? And you are?
I'm from, my name is Brian Workwell from Hybrid Building Solutions.
Okay. All right. On the salt shed?
Yes. I'm here to show you a little bit about the salt.
Okay. Good.
All right. A little bit about Hybrid Building Solutions. My wife and myself started the company back in 2009, right in the middle of that wonderful recession, if everybody remembers.
Yep.
So we did it right in the middle there. We've been in business since then. We have built over 200 and something buildings in New York State. We belong to all 52 highway superintendent organizations and all that other wonderful things. Kelly, I work for my wife. She is my boss. We are a woman-owned business as well. All right, so that we take a lot of pride in that. She was actually involved in the process before I was. She was actually involved with Coverall Building Solutions, and I was a superintendent for a great company.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we've talked with Chris quite a bit on what you guys were talking about and what you guys need, you know. And here's the deal. At the end of the day, a dry salt sand mix is essential for his expediency. I just saw him. He came up and saw me before he came in. Okay. And he was out going out tonight, and he was saying that he's short on help and everything else, which is, it's across the board. It's not just here in Benmore's.
Okay? Yep.
So that being said, the guy's got to be able to get their job done on an expedited basis as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go through this a little bit here. I don't want to get too involved, but this woman did a very fantastic job. I don't know if I'm going to be able to quite compete, so any questions or anything, let me know, okay?
Okay.
So in here is basically, is we are a Sourcewell accredited company, all right? In there is a picture too on that side. This is a building, this is a little smaller than what you're looking at, but this is a 72 by 100, okay? One of the things that Chris is looking at is the door on the one end of it. Okay, this is a very nice option.
Yep.
All right, what he's able to do in the front here is he's able to keep a little bit of salt up front and his mix in the back, and he's able to work in the building. Mm-hmm. All right. Some of the things about Calhoun, I should tell you about the building. One of the things that we do is how we go about engineering the structures. The first thing we do is we go out and we give Calhoun the wind and the snow loads and everything else, and they come back and we give them the orientation, what's around the building and everything. So we actually have to give them a Google shot of the whole structure and everything around, because believe it or not, if it's in a treed area, if it's by next to another building, all that makes a difference on how the wind and everything reacts on the structure. Then it is actually all put together, and then it's put into what's called a 3D finite analysis. All right, which is basically a program that runs it through every 50 and 100 year storm in about 3 days. All right, everybody says, oh, that they can be defensive about that. That's actually not to be defensive of, because they can also reduce the amount of steel in the building as well, or lessen the load on certain areas if the 3D analysis allows that. Now then we take that and we go ahead and we put that in there, get the 3D analysis, and then we get yourself a building put together. All right, so we get a building and loads. The building is all individual panels. Okay, as you can see in that picture there, the building is all individual panels. The building itself is all post-dip, hot-dip fabrication, hot-dip galvanized fabrication. If everybody remembers the old coveralls, how they used to rust, these guys do not. Okay, they are inside and outside, so they do not, they don't rust inside. The individual panels, big deal. If something does happen, if some damage does occur, we only have to replace the one panel. We don't have to replace the whole cover. All right. People ask me about how do these handle the wind and the snow. I'm from Buffalo, New York, and I have 10 buildings in Buffalo, New York, and we did that. I don't know if anybody remembers last Christmas, but we did have 8 foot of snow. Mm-hmm. All right, so we had 80 mile an hour winds. We had 60 and 70 mile an hour winds today in Buffalo, and I didn't sweat it. I slept well last night. Okay, so that being said, in there is also a list of our references. Our references are not just the buildings that we had a good relationship with. That is basically just about everybody we've done in the near past. And there you can see lots of towns and villages. We do a lot of them. We work with the highway department quite often. All right. Also in there, then we take that. We drill a set of geotechnicals, which is basically we tell what kind of soil conditions and things that you have. Now I have looked at the site with Chris remotely real quick. You look like you picked a good spot. Okay, it looks like a good spot. But until we drill, we can't see anything, okay?
Right.
But on the same token though, he didn't put me in the back corner, which is always something that they want to do, where they've been dumping all their spoil piles and everything for the last 20 years, okay?
Yeah.
So he's got a nice spot for us to go there, and it's a nice big open area. You got plenty of room. So we go ahead and we deal with those deal technicals, and then we go in there, and then there's this brochure in here, guys, for the frost depth foundation. This is something we developed. I don't know, this is a big agricultural based area up here. If you take a look at these walls, you might recognize them. They're bunk silo walls.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And we just took them and we supersized them basically. The concrete itself is a 5,000 PSI concrete. It has a DCI inhibitor in it. All the rebar in it is epoxy coated rebar as well. All right, and then what we did is underneath, now we take the building and we take the geotechnicals And this foundation is basically the same in each and every one. If you turn the page in there, inside there, you can see where they dig the holes. All right, the excavation of the holes. That's where we decide, that's where we take in all your wind and your snow loads and everything, we put it in there. And that's how the engineer comes up with the size of those footers. Those footers, each one of those footers under each one of those A-frames is between 6 and 8 yards of concrete. Okay, so it's substantial.
Yeah.
All right. This building itself is probably, the one that we quoted for Chris, has got over about 295 yards of concrete in the footers itself. Okay, not including the top. Okay, so what we do as well is, as you can see, we don't form the footers. We dig holes and we basically dump the concrete inside the holes. We do it, it's a trench board. The governing force on this is the lateral force. So it actually, the rough sides and everything prevent the sliding and the rolling and everything else. It's actually very much in the plus. Then we go ahead and we assemble the precast foundation on the top. We put an asphalt emulsion product over the face of that to seal up all the cracks and crevices, and then we put the building on the top. All right. So what I'm going to do here too is I got a couple of pictures I want to show you guys. Normally I have a couple of pads to pass out, but I only have the one today. So I'm just going to show you some of the things that we talked about here. Is the overhead clearance in this building is exceptional. Okay. All right. So that's the kind of stuff that you're going to have. All right, so that's a big deal for the guys in there when they're working.
Yep.
Okay, that's essential. As you can see, that building there, that's during the day and that has no lights on. Okay, so the biggest advantage is during the day, you're not gonna need any lights in this with the steel and the fabric, okay? One of the things that Chris asked us about too was that the fact that he wanted a return or a door. Okay, so the first picture is a door. This is a return on the front. Okay, so we're looking at both aspects for him. Okay, well, for you guys as well, but Chris is going to be using it.
So you're looking at a door on each end?
Yeah, well, we're talking about it. All right, so some of the things that he does, you know, he goes about, he's going to mix as he puts in, you know, so he'll be able to pick off the front of the pile. The advantage with the side opening without the door is it gives you that much more room to work the face of the surface. Okay, to work the face. All right, that's the only six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Yeah.
All right, do you like a shorter hammer or a heavier?
Right,
hammer,
you know? Exactly.
So, you know, that being said, we do have over 200 buildings. We have 100 and something Calhouns. We have over 200 buildings in the state of New York. We work for the state. We work for a lot of the counties as well. Okay, we do quite a bit. So looking over the everything provided to you, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but any questions?
Where's the closest one to be from here?
Who is the closest one from here? Let me think about that. Can I get you back?
I used to.
Yeah.
I think it's in Peru, isn't it?
What's that?
In Peru, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Peru, we did a lot of work on Peru. Peru's, it's not.
It's not.
No, this, see, what I'm trying to think about is the closest one that we did that's very similar to this is in Essex County. Okay, this is they have a 72 by 200 in Essex County. They used as well. Okay. Let's see, what are they going to say? Oh, also the Sourcewell Buy is a buying program, but it's actually very beneficial to you. We offer you, I believe it's like a 3 or 4% savings on the building, as well as a 4 or 5% savings on the foundation as well. Chris has also worked with Vince Baratis to do some of the financing and things like that for you as well. Some of the things that I needed to talk to you about, I hate to be a salesperson up here and everything else, but everybody knows prices go up in February, okay? And things are not gonna get any cheaper than they are right now. We're anticipating, we don't know if the price increase is coming. Nobody will give us any idea.
Right.
You might have said, is there a warranty on it?
Yes, there is. There's a 25-year warranty on the fabric, and the steel structure is a 50-year warranty. Also in there, I used to give out cards. We just recently moved our office out of our house, so we used to keep our office at our house. We do that 741 number. We still answer that at the house. So we do customer service is key. And people like Chris, if you all well know, they do talk. Okay, so it's important for us to to do that. We have a very good reputation with everybody that we work with, and we take a lot of pride in that. Okay, we have 28 people that work with us. We have 3 crews at any given time moving throughout the state of New York, so we always have somebody close. So if something's going on or anything along that lines, you can always give us a call. We're based out of Buffalo, so it's about as far away as you can be from New York and New York State, but still being the same.
Yep.
Same state.
For sure. Okay. Okay. All right. Have we got any other questions? We'll be in touch.
Right.
We'll hash it out.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'll be in touch with Chris as well.
Yep. You're okay. All right. Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anything else under new business? No? Okay. No financials, right? You got anything?
No.
You're good? Okay. All right. Public comment. Are you got any questions for us? Or? Bill?
No sign up yet. It's just kind of ridiculous now.
He knows about it. Oh, we've told him. Yep.
I had a tree right there. He could tie it to the tree or something
around the house. Yeah, really. Yep. So, okay, I'll get after him again. How good it does, but. Okay, anything else? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to close.
Another motion?
Ryan.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I think so. Okay. All right, Carrie, thank you everybody for coming. Careful on the way home.